Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She's a farmer. She lives off-grid, and she is someone who pays very close attention to the news and has her ear to the ground and her eyes wide open and is watching and listening and analyzing and researching events that are happening in the United States, worldwide, and in Australia. As a farmer, class, we have to do that. We have to pay attention to the weather. We have to pay attention to the economy because our livelihoods depend on it. The decisions that we make directly impact our farms. It's not like making a mistake if you're a little person in a corporation, and you know it's a little mistake is a little mistake, and it gets absorbed by the big machine. Little mistakes are big mistakes on farms. Dates, weather, planting, plowing, fertilizing, you know, those expenditures. You make a couple mistakes and you might have just sunk the farm. Well, Gwyneth and I believe, both believe, that demonstrating in the district of criminals in today's environment is reckless. It's reckless behavior because you are being monitored, surveilled, spied upon, and the data is being cataloged and stored in repositories for future prosecution. I'm not suggesting that anyone do anything illegal. I'm just saying that this happened before in Nazi Germany. People were selected for special treatment based on their political views. And do you really think that the current president of the United States is going to be around in a couple of weeks to help you out? Do you really think that? When the new people occupy the White House, do you think that they're going to be happy with your political views to try to prevent him and her from getting into the White House? Do you really think that? Do you think they're going to be pleased with your behavior? If you look up the term Arkanside, it's a combination of Arkansas and suicide, look it up. And see what happened to about 100 people. Some shot themselves twice in the head. Gwyneth, any comments about what we've been saying or what I've been saying? Don't do it. Don't go out there. Don't stick your neck out. Don't be an idiot. Don't go to Washington. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. That doesn't mean that you can't resist these people. And in fact, I think that you should resist these people, but in quite a different manner to what you're being told by the box in the corner to do. What you need to do is you need to be ready to defend your farm, your family, and your friends if they decide to come to your door. And you need to make their decision to pick on you a very expensive one for them, okay? And I'm not going to tell anybody here what to do because I don't know your circumstances. You'll have to work out what to do on your own. And you know, don't bother emailing me asking me what I should do, what you should do, because I don't know what you should do. I don't know your circumstances, but I know my circumstances. And if anybody ever came to the door here or to the gate here and were going to drag me off to a camp, I've said it on the show before and I'll say it again, they better remember their body bags because they're going to need them, either for me or for them, because I don't want to live in that sort of world. And I would rather go down fighting. Me, personally, I'm not advising anybody else what to do, okay? But that's just, you know, my husband's in heaven. By the way, I'm not suicidal. I thought I'd better point that out. My husband's in heaven, my mum's in heaven, my dad's in heaven. Some of my best friends are all passed on, you know, and so I would rather go down fighting these people, but that's me, and I've got a long history of fighting them, not necessarily physically, but legally, and, you know, through the court system, and I plan on being disagreeable to them for as long as I walk this earth. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to go out destroying property. In fact, I'm absolutely not going to go out destroying property for the very reasons that you mentioned, because I know that infrastructure takes a lot to build up. And, you know, but this is it. You've got to decide on your own what you're going to do if they come to your gate. And you have to have a plan for what you're going to do if they come to your gate, okay? Maybe you're going to run and hide. That's okay. That's perfectly valid. That's a valid response to overwhelming tyranny. And a lot of people during World War II did that, and they survived the war. And they went on to, you know, have children. And some of them emigrated to the US, some of them emigrated to Britain, but they survived. And that is what you have to do, is you have to survive with your morals intact and with a good conscience. That's what you have to do. Now, these people are not going to succeed in the long term with what they do, because what they're doing is they are, many of them are openly Satanist, okay? And what they're doing is they've made deals with the devil. And the thing is that the devil has been a loser from the beginning, and anyone who makes deals with the devil is also a loser. That, and there's one thing that losers don't do. Losers don't win. If you, by the wisdom of God, and one thing you absolutely need to do is you absolutely need to pray. You need to pray for God's protection and God's wisdom, for him to send his angels to stand about you, to watch over you and protect you and your children and your other family members that you might have with you, you know. Oh, my gosh. And you need to act in his wisdom to defend, like I say, your own household. And maybe if you have a close group of friends, a close network of friends, that you could absolutely trust with each other's lives. That's a good thing, and you should stand up for your friends as well. And you should arrange it so that if one of your properties is coming under attack, that you can go and help your friends or your family members. And the people who have these sorts of strong networks are going to be the sort of people who survive. Most people don't have these sorts of strong family networks. And because of that, they are extremely vulnerable, you know, because they don't have anybody around them. And so they will be able to be picked off. But the people who stand the best chance of surviving are those who it's not even about having firearms, okay? It's the mental attitude, okay, where and with a person like with a person who has the right mental attitude to defend their property, to you know, to not be a victim, a piece of string is a deadly weapon. A plastic bag or a stick is also a deadly weapon. And, you know, this is it. You don't, you know, if you're in an area where you're not allowed firearms and you don't necessarily feel like you can push the law by getting an unauthorized firearm, then it's okay because you still have your mind. And there was a fellow, and he lived all through the communist pogroms in Soviet Russia, and his name was called Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And one thing that he said, I'm paraphrasing here, the quote is in his book, The Gulag Archipelago, somewhere, but they're like, the Gulag Archipelago is 800 pages long. So I'm not going to find the exact quote. I don't have a copy of it anyway. But I've seen it, and it said, if only some of us had placed booby traps at the foot of our stairs in our apartment buildings, if when the jackbooted people came and were always apprehensive of entering a building because of the fear of booby traps that the residents had placed in the apartment building for them, then maybe we would have all survived. Maybe we wouldn't have gone to the camps because it would have slowed them down enough and they would have soon had problems finding volunteers for these sorts of tasks. Now, I'm talking about a sort of situation of going into a full Soviet-level, Nazi-level, communist occupation and how people in history commentated on what they went through at their time, speaking to people in the future who might have to go through this sort of thing. And I'm not advocating that anybody do anything. I'm trying to make you think about if you're in a situation where, you know, three nights a week there's jackboots on, you know, running up the stairs in the apartment building that you're in and doof, 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 doof on the door and then smashing in and obviously screaming and people getting dragged out of their apartments. Maybe you want to remember the words of Solzhenitsyn when he said that. Maybe if somebody had put a booby trap in the stairwell, then maybe they'd be a bit less reluctant to do it next time. You know? This is it. This is, and it's completely foreign to how most people think. And it's, I think that a lot of people in the United States especially are going to go through a massive amount of cognitive dissonance when they realize that Trump is really not going to be installed as the president. I'd like to continue on this topic on the other side of the break, Vincent, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and class, I hope that you recognize and hear the politeness from the instructors at USA Prepares. You know, the way we treat each other on the radio, I'm looking right now, there is a 2001 millisecond delay between me here in Missouri and GCN. That's 1,000 milliseconds is a second. So it's over a 2-second delay, and it's even longer than that to Australia. And what you hear is the way we treat each other, whether we're on the telephone or whether we're on the radio. We're the same. We don't have different personas. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because we treat each other with respect and admiration. I'm talking about all instructors. You've never heard Dr. Norman Shealy jump on me. He's been broadcasting 3 times longer than I have. He's never jumped on me. Never in 10 years. What I'm saying is we're different. We're different from other broadcasts. Number one, we're a classroom and they're talk. We're do radio, they're talk radio. Number two, we don't have a banned callers list. We don't say to our callers, you're banned. And we don't even call them callers. We're called students and instructors. We hold them with respect. And because the tone is set right here by the instructors, no profanity, make sure that you're prepared for the broadcast, make sure you have truth in what you say and you can back it up. Because of that, we don't have these callers that get banned from other talk shows. Isn't that interesting? I just thought you might want to see what I see. I don't like listening to other broadcasts. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. It's so many broadcasts, and I'm not talking about Genesis Communications Network. There are very few broadcasters whom I respect. Very, 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 very few. You can probably count them on a couple fingers. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. What I was saying about, what you need to do if they come to your door, you need to make their participation expensive for them. Is ultimately what it boils down to. And what that's going to mean is going to vary from place to place and from time to time. And, certain people locally here have had it made clear to them that if they continue to harass me, they're going to get sued, meaning this is going to end up in the court system. That was back in the days when we had a court system. I think that I've made my point that they're not welcome here. And they're not welcome here because they're a bunch of jackbooted thugs. I'm talking about the local blue team. And, I'm actually really glad that in the last year to 6 months that they have become internationally known as a gang of jackbooted thugs, meaning the Victoria Police. I'm really glad that they've gained such an international reputation for the way that they do their job. And, this is it. Karma comes and gets you. And, karma doesn't even necessarily mean a human being is involved in the process, because, it comes from heaven. It comes from God. God sees and God knows. And I've got a message for every person who puts on the jackboots and thinks that they can go standing on people's necks and get away with it. God's watching you. God is watching you. And he sees what you're doing, and he has got a very, very good memory, a very long memory, and he's not going to let you get away with it forever, because every one of us, at the end of our lives, I was having this discussion with my son the other day, and I said, every one of us at the end of our lives, we have to face death. And after we face death, we have to face God. And you have to live your life well on this earth, so that on that day, when you're standing before the throne of the Almighty, you can do so with a good conscience. Because you don't want to be standing there having treated everybody else around you badly.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another big tech company flags President Trump and will keep him from adding content to their social media platform. YouTube said on Tuesday that it had suspended President Trump's channel over concern about ongoing potential for violence. The ban is expected to last a week. The president has 2.8 million subscribers, and the ban should be in place for 7 days. YouTube also said it was disabling all comments on his channel indefinitely. Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. USA Radio News.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancel culture. The Urban Dictionary defines canceling as to dismiss something or somebody and to reject an individual or idea. Cancel culture, as it currently exists, does not give people a chance to learn from or apologize for their wrongdoings. USA Radio News' Tim Berg brings to light cancel culture at the corporate level.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bolar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
According to TheThings.com, the top three biggest celebrity cancellations of 2020. Number three, singer Demi Lovato. Number two, actor Sebastian Stan. And number one, Ellen DeGeneres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Gwyneth, what you're saying about making it expensive for them, I've often wondered about World War II and how the socialists, the Nazi Party, rounded up people. They knew. The people knew that five blocks away, people were being rounded up. They knew it. The people who were, you know, the general public in Nazi Germany, they supported Adolf Hitler. They liked the fact that he created jobs, that he was building a war machine. They turned their back on those who were being arrested and murdered and sent to concentration camps. And if you watch the assigned homework called Judgment at Nuremberg, you will find out that people denied we didn't know. We didn't know that those people in boxcars hauled off like cattle were going to their extermination. We didn't know that. We didn't know that that ash coming from the chimney used to be people who were alive a couple minutes before. We didn't know that. So the people in Germany turned their back on what was happening, in my opinion. And at the end of the Nuremberg trials, people were sentenced to life imprisonment, like these judges who committed these heinous crimes of having people sterilized. They didn't actually do the sterilization. Doctors did that. They committed the crimes during surgery. But the judges committed the crimes of sentencing these people for sterilization and forced incarceration at concentration camps and forced executions. And so the judges were sentenced to life imprisonment. And guess what happened? Not one of them completed life imprisonment. They were let out. Now, who would let them out? Well, that would be the German political system. So what they do is they take care of their own. And do you think it's going to be any different now? Also, Gwyneth, you mentioned making participation expensive, you know, people who commit these heinous crimes. Well, I've often thought about why didn't these people who were rounded up, you know, they're rounded up five blocks away, four blocks away, pretty soon they're going to be on our block. Why didn't, you know, well, their guns were registered, so once they were registered in Nazi Germany, they were confiscated. We know that that's how that works. It's only going to be registration. Don't worry about it. We just want to make sure criminals don't have these guns. Then they take all the guns. So you can't fight back too easily. But then I wondered, what about like pitchforks and kitchen knives and things like that? How come when three guys or four guys were marching up the stairs in these apartments, how come 10 guys didn't get together and throw them down the stairs and slice them up and throw them in the street? Why? Meaning, throw the Nazis in the street. Slice them up. Why? Because people don't work together. That's why. But the police do. When the police pull somebody over, it's not one car, it's like three or four cars, right? They work together. The problem is we don't work together. That's the problem with America. But that's also a good thing. Because that means we don't have a head running the resistance. Like in World War II, France. The French resistance. You have to admire those guys. They drove the Nazis crazy. It was a real problem. It was a full-time job trying to figure out who the French resistance happened to be. Gwyneth?
Well, it's like this. A number of years ago, when my husband was young, he had to do with some resistance-type people who will remain unnamed. but, you know, I've said before, my husband was a lifelong gangster, and he had a lot of gangster buddies, and he had them in various places, and one thing that they said was, listen, you've got to understand that people think that our organization is this big thing, but what they don't realize is that our organization is that guy over there plowing his field who happens to have a revolver tucked in his belt. So the enemy drives past, and he pulls out his revolver and shoots someone and then tucks the revolver back into his belt and keeps on plowing his field. So that's the one thing that that particular enemy never understood, was that they were fighting the guy plowing his field. they thought that they were looking for some big leader somewhere, but it was never like that. And obviously I'm not going to name that organisation, but like I said, I've made no secret of the fact that my husband was a gangster. He was involved in another and a number of underworld organisations all over the world. And this was just one of them. And people have to, the most important thing in a resistance battle, like I said, if you can obtain firearms, that's great. That's great. But if you can't, the most important thing is your mind. Because you can have a firearm and you can know how it works, you can know where the safety is, but at the end of the day, if you are unable to pull that trigger when that moment counts, then you've got a very expensive club and you probably won't even be able to use it as a club. And probably it would be more, how can I say it? It would be more useful to you for you to learn hand-to-hand combat skills, martial arts type, for instance, judo or karate or aikido, and just to learn the combat skills without the weapon, and then that's something that can never ever be taken from you. You know, this is it. I'm only saying this because of, I know the history of what comes next down this particular track, and I'm trying to give the class the best chance possible of being alive at the other end of it. So I don't want to go to war, but if I do have to go to war, I'm going to be utterly forced into it. I'm going to consider that there is no other way out other than for me to go to war. But if I do, as is said in the New Zealand national anthem, I am a New Zealander, although I live in Australia and I'm also an Australian as well. I'm a dual national. It says in the New Zealand national anthem, but should foes assail our coast, make us then a mighty host. God defend New Zealand. You know, it says, may our mountains ever be freedom's ramparts on the sea. Make us faithful unto thee. God defend New Zealand. And then this is the national anthem of that country, of New Zealand. But I like that line. Should foes assail our coast, make us a mighty host, make us a great army to defeat them. Because the alternative is death, slavery, torture, concentration camps, millions of dead people, crematorium gas chambers being built, and your friends hovering over you as a cloud of ash at the end of the day. Given a choice between that and going into a resistance movement, not a big thing that's led by a single leader, but by you and maybe a group of friends and family members just seeking to stop the people who think they run the show from grabbing your farm. That's ultimately the only way that this thing will be defeated. And if you don't do that, the jackboots are going to come down your driveway. They're going to drag you out of your house. You're going to get sent to a camp, or you're going to be tortured and shot, and you're going to be a mental wreck at the end of it. Go and read the book 1984. It's still there. It's still available on Amazon. Go and buy it while you can. Because, and learn the lesson from it. Learn what George Orwell was saying. He was one of the jackboots. You know, he was a communist. He was a socialist. And he was working for the British Secret Service. You know, for learning how to be a jackboot for them. you know, for the day that would come when they would become a socialist dictatorship, which England now is. You know, I almost don't even know what to say. But you're going to have to look after yourselves. You're going to have to prepare your mind to go to war. And most people will not be able to do it. But even if you're a woman, I'm a woman. But I've prepared my mind, and I've had a lot of circumstances happen in my own life that have had epigenetic triggers. And I've got a past life history of being a, of being a pirate and a highwayman and all that. But it doesn't matter. I had to prepare my mind to survive in order to survive even just the things that I've been through in this life. And I've never killed anyone in this life. I hope I never have to kill anyone in this life. But if I had to go to war to defend this farm, I most certainly would. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and as you're saying it, I was thinking, at this very moment, if we're talking about the French resistance of today, we don't even know exactly who we would be resisting against, in my opinion. There's so many factions. But what we are talking about is defending our own property from theft. That's one of the things that we're talking about. So, class, imagine, you know, it gets back to Combat, the television series from the 1960s. You need to watch it. I've assigned it as homework many, many, many times. And in it, you will see that farmhouses are blown up. City houses are blown up. The enemy comes in, bashes down the door, sets up arms, and the firefight begins. And your windows get shot out, your doors get broken down, your chimneys get blown up, your house gets a hand grenade tossed in, gets blown up, set on fire. What would you do? What would you do? Would you allow that to happen? What if you lived in a neighborhood? What if you lived in a farm? What if you lived in an apartment?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, tomorrow, hour number one, Rich Sheeben will be solo. Hour number two, I'm going to connect, and I will be talking about tips from my unfinished, unorganized, unpublished, not available for sale book. I think you might find it quite interesting. I'm going to tell you about some car problems and what we've learned how to fix them for free. Free repairs. And just a little elbow grease. And I want to comment about a couple other things. Every once in a while I get comments about the broadcast. People tell me what to say. Well, I really appreciate them telling me what to say, and I appreciate them telling me what I'm doing wrong, and I appreciate all the advice and counsel they have for me. I just have a couple comments. Well, number one, since you know so much, why don't you have your own broadcast? It's real easy. All you have to do is prepare for hours in advance. You have to show up and be on time, and you have to build your audience based on fact. Content matters. So, since you all know so much, why don't you do it? Why don't you build your own show? Or, if you don't have the time to do that, how about this? It only takes maybe, let's say, if you broadcast 2 hours a day, it probably only takes 30 hours a week. Okay? Preparation plus broadcast time. It's not too much, right? You all can do that. And if you don't have the time to do that, how about this? Why don't you give us a call? I'll put you on the air if you've got something to say and it's truthful and you're polite and you don't use profanity. I'll put you on the air. We'll even pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. What I'm telling you is put up or shut up. I don't normally talk like that, but I mean it. And I was looking at some headlines on Daily Mail, and Gwyneth mentioned Rome. Rome's burning. It just happens to be 2021 in the United States of America. Headlines, quote, Anderson Cooper opens up about why being gay is one of the blessings of his life. It made me a better person. It made me a better reporter, end quote. Anderson the homo Cooper, son of Gloria Vanderbilt, of the Vanderbilt fortune. So we have Ellen the Degenerate. We have Anderson Homo Cooper, both homos, and they are in the limelight in the mainstream media. People think they are great. Let me tell you what. Homosexuality is perverted. It's sick. And here we have these degenerates being put up on platforms as these people are great. These people are disgusting. So, if you don't think we're going down, that's just two examples, Ellen the Degenerate and Anderson the Homo, giving you information. And they've got way more followers than we do, way more. At least that's what's purported with a P. It's sick. We're going down. I don't think we can fix it. I think the answer is really simple. Forget the demonstrations. Just prepare to defend your property, your home, your castle from the invasion, from whoever it happens to be. And I'm really not even sure who that is. I'm really not sure. And so here is the thought for today. What would the king do? So think of the other team, whoever they happen to be, as the king. Is the king worried about your health, your welfare, COVID-19? Or is the king worried about staying in his castle or her castle? And there are lots of kings. There are local kings, local mayors, local sheriffs, local councilmen. Then you have the counties. They have theirs. And then you have the states. And then you have Washington. All these kings, big kings and little kings, and they don't want to live in trailer homes. They don't want to worry about what's going to be for the meal next because the cupboard's empty. They want what you have. And what are you going to do about it? So think like, what would the king do to you? Gwyneth? Do you think that makes sense?
Well, yeah. I think that's exactly what I've been saying. And the other thing you need to do is you need to make sure that you are producing enough food in your little castle to make sure that, you know, you and yours are fed. You need to make sure that you have your own water supply and electrical supply, all of the above. But like I say, the most important thing is your mind. You need to have your own mind, and you need to get into the habit, as Gerald Celente says, of thinking for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that if that could be the takeaway message of my whole career here on USA Prepares, it would be stand up for yourself, think for yourself, look after your own. Does that make sense?
And tomorrow... Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to give you some tips after Rich Sheeben's hour. And then on Friday, Kathy's going to interview me about how to repair your appliances. Now, why is that important? Because, class, you're on your own. That's why it's important. So we can be talking about politics, or we can be talking about what you can do. Gwyneth told you what you do. You need to protect your castle. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you. I'll see you next week.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last. And receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.